Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Michael Yan, who's in Panama City, and we've watched Michael's reporting for years now from Panama, but chiefly about the Panama Gap, the Darien Gap, Darien Province, the southernmost part of Panama, where the Pan-American Highway stops and doesn't start again for about 60 miles in Colombia. That is the gap that is necessary to traverse through up and down triple canopy jungle, very dangerous pass. And when Michael started reporting on that, there was a 10% death rate or disappearance rate in the march through it, and we saw very, very desperate poor people, some of whom were pregnant, some of whom were carrying small children, inadequately supplied, wearing flip-flops, not prepared for the flooding that they encountered that would wash them away in a flash flood that night, not prepared for falling off, the pace to get through the jungle, all of that, 21. That transformed itself over these years into what appeared to be an industrial-strength migration track that was very much funded by someone outside as guides. And we were never clear at first who was taking the money and who was armed while taking the money. We had a couple of correspondents who marched through and were very suspicious of their guides, but they were in a large group, and the large groups turned out to be successful. They got through. However, the camp at the other end, the indigenous people camp, was overwhelmed, continually overwhelmed. There were never enough facilities until and if Doctors Without Borders and other NGOs showed up to service. And then things got really organized, and there were buses leaving all the time for Costa Rica. And there was a second camp, San Vicente, built up. This is over years, over 4 years. Now, after the Trump administration has moved in and made it very clear that the migrants are no longer welcome, it would appear the Darien Gap has slowed again to 21 levels. There is a couple of details, however. First of all, Michael's reported on the Chinese investment in the Darien Gap in some fashion. And then Michael's also reported on the Colombian cartels. Colombia is a troubled country. There's nothing stable about it right now. It's in the hands of a man who is loudly questioned by his compatriots as rational and trustworthy. At the same time, the Colombian cartels understand there's money to be made in the gap. Michael, what can you tell us about the flow of migrants through the gap? Has it grown in any fashion? Is it shrinking in any fashion? And what about the cartels?
The flows through the Darien Gap they're not zero, but they're pretty close to zero at this point. Maybe, you know, on average, let's say 100 a month might be approximately accurate. Whereas at times we had, you know, even 5,000, even 6,000 a day, but it would certainly even average more than 2,000 a day over a period of months, right? So now it's down to maybe more like 100 a month at the current rate. Now, interestingly, over time, I've said many times, you know, so-called experts would often say we can't close the Darien Gap. And I'm like, you know, let me tell you what, if I were in charge of the table that you're sitting at and you were a general that said that, I would say you're dismissed. You know, you're saying that we can't close the Darien Gap. I mean, I said that hundreds of times, if not thousands. You know, anybody who says the Darien Gap cannot be closed should be fired on the spot, because one enabled captain should be able to close the Darien Gap. You've got the Darien Gap on your side. If I were to design a military defense, I would call it the Darien Gap, right? And they have to come up one single road, you know, Highway 1 with it's a giant linear ambush with choke points everywhere. You know, it was very simple to close the Darien Gap. And so now it's closed as I've said at least thousands of times it would be easy to do. Now I'm going to say something else very clearly, and this is very important. The infrastructure, the architecture that allowed us to so many people to flow through is not being dismantled. The United Nations infrastructure, HIAS, Norwegian Refugee Council, all those people who are doing this, they are still in place. Those camps are all still in place. They're mostly empty, but I've seen them do this before. Sometimes they, like one camp called Las Blancas, I've seen that empty for months before. And then, boom, they kept it in place. Next thing you know, there's thousands per day coming through. That is what we're set up to do now. The spigot for the water is turned off. There's only a drip coming through as opposed to the tsunami before. However, all the architecture, all the plumbing is in place for this to explode again, not to mention that a road is being built to Colombia. And if that road or when that road is opened, if we then have further, as you know, you've said this many times, we have really only 2 years with Trump. About a good portion of that time is already gone because, the midterms, right? And, we're burning daylight and we're not doing the mass deportations and we're not dismantling the architecture. I'm very concerned that the spigot's going to be turned back on and it's going to be a greater invasion than we've ever seen, especially if we get into conditions of famines around the world, which is something I've been warning about for 5 years. You can see that the conditions are accruing for famines. That, if those famines are to come to pass, and I think that they eventually will, and when I say eventually, I don't mean 100 years. I mean more in the foreseeable future, more closer than maybe just in the next 5 or 10 years, and or even sooner. And when that happens, we'll have a great deal of human osmotic pressure. The HOP, the human osmotic pressure, is the push and pull of migration. If you have a highway through the Darien Gap, and we end up getting famines in Africa, in Asia, and South America, they're going to be able to flood through in numbers unimaginable.
Michael, and the cartels, what part of the cartels playing in this?
They're facilitators. A lot of people I see blame the Mexican cartels for the invasions across the southern border, which is actually, to be frank, is nonsense. And I ask so many people, so-called experts, how did the Mexican cartels get these people from Angola to Brazil to Colombia through the Darien Gap? But then they bring them over the finish line and basically hand them off to the U.S. Border Patrol, right? So, and I've said this to many of my Border Patrol friends and associates, you are the Mexican cartel. If you're loading them up on the buses, you're doing exactly what those cartels
do.
I mean
the Colombia cartel, Bob and Michael, at the Gap. Are they participating in the refugees, and are they cut off on our source of refund, a source of funds that would give them a motive to reengage when it's possible?
Oh, they're right now. The Cinefront says that the Colombian cartel down there is, they were mostly doing smuggling drugs before, and then when the unbelievable numbers, about 1.4 million during the Biden administration, invaders came through the Darien Gap, they switched more to human trafficking because human trafficking was making more money, and it was actually easier. And if you got caught doing it, the penalty was quite low. Possibly nothing. I mean, just tell you to get out of here. And actually a lot of it was sanctioned. I mean, for instance, all the Indian Embras, bringing them on the Piragua boats, the dugout canoes down the rivers and the Darien. I mean, they were getting paid. Centerfront was helping load the boats, just like our Border Patrol helps load the buses. And so but now they're bringing in, according to Centerfront, in the last month or so, the cartels down in Colombia are doing more drugs again. And so apparently there's a lot of, they call them backpackers, in the jungles now that are going back to the drug world.
What about the Chinese and that road and bridge? What do we know about it? Has it changed?
Yeah, I just took Laura Logan down there a couple of weeks ago. It has changed in that it's growing. I mean, they're building it. So, I mean, there's the bridges down in the Darien, and then there's the bridge not far from here in Panama City across the canal, Bridge Number 4, which Panamanians call China Bridge. So those are separate bridges, but they are all related. They're right all along Highway 1, which is the Belt and Road Initiative, right? So those bridges that are being built in Darien are extensions of Highway 1 going to Colombia.
Are they going to close the gap? Are they going to put a road through to Colombia?
Clearly. And the way I found it about a year and a half ago was just looking at old maps. Looking at old maps, the way that they envisioned building a road a long, long time ago, along Indian paths. You know, basically Indians follow animal paths, and then Spaniards come and follow Indian paths, and before you know it, it's a mule train path, and before you know it, it's a railway or a road or whatever. But this one will be a road first. Now, the Chinese and their Belt and Road Initiative Panama book, it's called China's Belt and Road Initiative Panama, they've got it mapped out, going right through the Darien, right through that area. And that's where, you know, I kept going down there for about 4 years looking to see if anybody started building a bridge over the Rio Chuquinaca, the Chuquinaca River, and boom, I found it one day about a year and a half ago, and then there's another bridge near a place called Pinogana near El Real, and those are lined up perfectly with the old ideas of exactly where to build the road to Colombia. On the Colombian side, they're building towards the Darien, by, you know, the border down. The Darien Gap is partly in Colombia and partly in Panama. The gap means there's just no road there. That's why they call it the gap, right? And actually, the Panamanians call it Tampon de Darien. It's the tampon or the plug of Darien, right? In other words, it's a defense plug. The reason the gap has never been opened is not because it's difficult to open the gap or, you know, build a road or a railway. Many people will say because it's impossible, but that's like silly. I mean, one guy told me that while we were standing next to the Panama Canal. He said, we can't build a road to Colombia because it's impossible. I'm like, we're looking right at the Panama Canal, and you just said a little road to Colombia through the Darien is impossible? It's child's play. The reason we don't have a road to Darien is because it's a defense plug. It's a defensive mechanism to keep the jungle there, to keep Panama from being invaded.
Is it your information that the DOD, the Trump administration, has an understanding that China's developing that road to close? I mean, is developing the road in the gap. Do they know this in Washington?
100%. Talked with people like Joseph.
It's okay. I understand. I just wanted to know your sense of things. So they're informed. Secretary Rubio, Secretary Hegseth, and others are informed that the Chinese continue to push money and plans into Panama. Is that correct?
Yes, they absolutely know that. Rubio has talked about it. Hegseth, too. When Hegseth did his speech, he was at Rodman, and he was on a pier right beside the Chinese bridge that they're building. I mean, he would hear the construction. When he was giving his speech, he was close enough he could hear the construction on the Chinese bridge behind him.
Michael Yod, reporting from Panama City, Panama Canal. Michael's overlooking the Panama Canal. From his hotel, he's headed to a Chinese dragon boat race, part of the diaspora Chinese community that's been there since the French failed to build the canal and the U.S. took it over at the beginning of the 20th century. Michael also reported to us about what we know about the gap. The numbers have dropped off dramatically, drastically, profoundly, but the infrastructure, as Michael makes it clear, is still in place for going back to the old days of the flow. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I'll get you to the boat.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.